Okay, ladies and gentlemen, okay. The news with Nishi. Thank you, Nishi.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Waza FM News Bulletin. A call for tenders with a view to the advent of modern urban terminal in Quatre Bornes will be launched soon. Exercise had the approval of the government last week. The project follows the implementation of the Metro Express in the Ville des Fleurs. The modern urban terminal is in line with the government's desire to provide modern parking areas while keeping commercial spaces. The Vaucluse Phoenix City Council is aggressively campaigning to keep the city clean. With this in mind, the council calls on owners, heirs, or anyone with the rights to waste land and abandoned buildings to clean up the fence of their land. This is to avoid any transmission of diseases by rats, mosquitoes, which are also vectors of malaria, chikungunya, or dengue fever. Likewise, so that there is no wild dumping of garbage on these lands. Please note that in accordance with Section 61(6) and 61(7) of the Government Act 2011, all owners of derelict land or buildings are required to keep their properties clean at all time. Otherwise, the Municipal Council will apply the law. Thus, any offender is liable to a fine of up to ₹25,000. The owners, as well as the heirs and all those having a right to vacant land, buildings abandoned, will have a period of 15 days to clean up their land. The president of the Fisheries Protection Officers Union, Naidu Vitalingam, says he is satisfied that there is the request formulated for the recruitment of fisheries guards has approved. He saluted the Minister of Ocean Economy, Marine Resources, Fisheries and Maritime Transport, Sudhir Modu, for his support and acknowledged that this recruitment will give a breath of fresh air to fisheries protection officers. Vitalingam Naidu confides that he had the lack of power and consequently he posed it a lot of officers to injured in their daily activities. Moreover, he thanks Sudhir Modu for the construction of a new fisheries post in Casmayal and a renovation of certain building which made the reworking environment for officers more comfortable. The president of the Fisheries Protection Officers Union wants the minister to also take into account the problem of uniforms and equipment. We need faster boats to track fraudulent fishing, and he added. Moreover, he took Rodrigues Island as an example where this same unit has drawn better count illegal fishing in its waters. The relationship between Roshi Bada and the Labour Party does not seem to be good. Speaking last Friday at a rally at Chemegonie, the leader of the Reform Party praised the work undertaken by the leaders of Hope a year and a half. Several in the camp of PMSD and MMM interpreted this as a peak with regard to the Red Party. According to some sources, the action of the leader of the Reform Party against the party of Navin Ramgoolam are not appreciated within the agreement of Hope. Some even the party executive expressed their dismay to the leader. According to our information, the speech of Roshi Bada at the next gathering of the Entente of Hope will be scrutinized. Tragic end for Yasdev Mangal. This 63-year-old resident of Belvedere was killed instantly in an accident at Bonacueil on Saturday evening. The motorcycle he was riding hit a handrail. When the SAMU staff member went to the scene, they could only see the 60-year-old inert on a sidewalk, already passed away. The body was taken to the morgue of Dr. Brunner Hospital. According to the autopsy performed by Dr. Sudesh Kumar Gangadin, head of the forensic department, the victim died of multiple injuries. Let's have the international news now. Russia's ambassador to Britain has told the BBC he does not believe his country will use nuclear weapon in the war against Ukraine. Andrei Kalin said that according to Russian military rules, such weapons are not used in conflict like this. He also described allegations of war crime and in the town of Bucha as their fabrication, and he called UK Foreign Secretary Liz Truss very belligerent and inexperienced. On the use of nuclear weapons, Mr. Kalin said Russia has very strict rules for their use, mainly when the state's existence is threatened. Fighting between informal gold miners in a remote part of northern Nigeria has left around 100 people dead and 40 injured, in government says. What began as a mundane dispute between two individuals degenerated, Defence Minister Daud Yahya Ibrahim told the AFP news agency. The mountainous Kariba Godi district near the Libyan border tracked miners from across Chad and its neighbours. The clashes occurred last week, but details are only emerging now. Some groups have put the death toll higher than the authorities and have blamed the security forces for a number of the deaths.
Waza FM.
Weather.
The anticyclone over the southeast of the Mascarene is causing relatively cold trades over our region. Clouds in the trades are influencing our local weather. Partly cloudy this morning in the afternoon, becoming at times cloudy mainly to the east, south and central part of reef passing showers. Maximum temperature will be below the mean around 2 degrees Celsius, varying between 21 and 23 degrees Celsius over the central part and between 25 and 27 degrees Celsius along the coast. There will be cloudy periods tonight with showers mainly over the high grounds, and the minimum temperature will vary between 15 to 20 degrees Celsius over the central plateau and between 20 to 22 degrees Celsius over the coastal region. That's all for today from my side. Thank you so much for your kind attention and enjoy the third hour of the Breakfast Club with Tanisha and Jerry. I wish you all a great day ahead. This is Nisha Singh, Waza FM.